Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. O Suta Goswami, we are eager to learn about the personality of Godhead and His incarnations. Please explain to us those teachings imparted by previous masters, acharyas, for one who is, one is uplifted by both speaking them and by hearing them. Purport. The conditions for hearing the transcendental message of the Absolute Truth are set forth herein. The first condition is that the audience must be very sincere and eager to hear, and the speaker must be in the line of the disciplic succession from the recognized acharya. The transcendental message of the Absolute is not understandable by those who are materially absorbed. Under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, one becomes gradually purified. Therefore, one must be in the chain of disciplic succession and learn the spiritual art of submissive hearing. In the case of Suta Goswami and the sages of Namasharanya, all the conditions are fulfilled because Suta Goswami is in the line of Srila Vyasadeva. And the sages of Namasharanya are all sincere souls who are anxious to learn the truth. Thus, the transcendental topics of Lord Sri Krishna's superhuman activities, his incarnation, his birth, appearance, or his disappearance, his forms, his names, and so on, are all easily understandable because all the requirements are fulfilled. Such discourses help all men on the path of spiritual realization. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakeya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kopadrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanabheyo Vaishnavabheyo Namo Namaha. Wonderful verse. Prabhupada, he says all the qualifications here are met. First, it says the conditions of the transcendental message of the Absolute Truth are set forth herein. So, transcendental message. Transcendental message is the, of the Absolute Truth. They're pure, totally pure. With our conditioned state, this is the medicine for the conditioned state. It will bring us back to a pure state of realizing that which is within us already. You know, somehow or other, we've forgotten. So it's the conditions. We have to have certain conditions. The first condition is that the audience must be very sincere and eager to hear. It's a very interesting question, a point to make. My Guru Maharaj, he says that actually, if we understand whatever is said at this time, or maybe, or in the discourse of and discussions of transcendental topics, that we have to say, as listeners, to ourselves, what this means to me, what it's telling me, What should I do? It's a personal message. Then we are attentive. Because if we are not attentive and we're thinking about that thing that we want to do next, in other words, that's still this conditioning, this little bit of desire is distracting us from the message that comes from the Supreme. It's worth knowing this. So don't miss it. It's a chance. It's gone forever. Like every moment we have together and passes. You know, it's passed us by. It's so precious. We can understand this now with those people, those Prabhupada's disciples, and their disciples still passing on this message, but it's a precious message that should not be lost. It should not be contaminated by our desire. So we try and repeat, and that's what he says. It follows in the footsteps of Srila Vyasadeva. This is a Vyasa San. It's a place where it's a great responsibility to repeat actually what is being said, and not have this contamination of our problems in this society, our problems within ourself, which is only from within us, actually. The problems, what we see outwardly, are actually the problems in us, if we're not careful. We become sometimes engaged in, somehow, we become the authority and judge of what is happening. But actually, those in places of responsibility, wherever they may be, they have to take a responsibility given the ability by them from the Supreme Lord. It's not just a whimsical thing that people are in a position where they are. These sages, they're asking questions for the sake of all mankind. It's not for themselves, other than they know it purifies them. That actually it's their compassion that is giving us this blessing. That somehow they're giving us a gift. They're giving of themselves by their concern for others. All of a sudden, that means service. That means that they are serving us. That the whole connection is giving with love. Somehow, they're touched by the condition of the living entities, whether it be a duck, a tree, you know, or the humans, that they're giving out a message that purifies every living entity. So, and there's a very nice verse. I can't remember it now, but it's in the first canto where it talks about how Sukadev Goswami, he left home. Vyasadev, the father, he felt pain in separation. And it says that even the trees felt this separation of Sukadev Goswami, leaving behind in this father that was despairing. It's not lamentation, but it's pure love. That this special person that somehow he's conveyed a message to is now leaving home, but he's gonna, his other feelings are that also he's going to go and give this Bhagavatam, that he will spread this knowledge. So, but he's unattached. He's having to do it, you know. So it gives you an idea that how people come into sannyas, the renounced order of life, that somehow they have to leave home. They have to leave a residence or a fixed abode, that somehow or other they're at the mercy of other devotees, but also other living entities. And they find themselves suffering, as we can see by previous acharyas. Many of them have suffered by sort of other living entities. So this whole mood of service means sacrifice. Prabhupada, he says in this quote here, and he's talking about in the final days of his life. It's Vrindavan, May 17th, 1977. It says, "If death takes place, let it take here. There is nothing said to be said that's new. Whatever I've had to speak, I've spoken in my books. Now you try and understand it and continue your endeavor. Whether I am present or not present, it doesn't matter. As Krishna is living eternally, similarly, the living being also lives eternally. But one who has done service to the Lord lives forever." So we've been taught to serve Krishna. And with Krishna, we'll live eternally. Our life is eternal. Now, this special bit, I really like this statement. "A temporary disappearance of this body doesn't matter. Body is meant for disappearance. So live forever by serving Krishna." And it's a very deep message. This body and its demands and preferences and tastes and so many things that causes such disturbance when we're trying to serve each other or serve others in the material existence can be such a disturbance. This is why I remember Kanakabja Prabhu, he said, Sankirtan, the spreading of this message, wherever it may be, it must be a sacrifice, and it must continue. It's not just that now I can next go to prasadam and I can do what I want and this forth. It's a continuing process of sacrifice, whereas we're conscious of everything we're being given and what we can give in return. So when we receive, it's the mercy, it's prasadam, whatever it is. It comes from Krishna. We tend to miss this point. But also, there's this, we should feel thankful. You know, back to Vinod Thakur's, he says, you know, "I've been supremely happy. Now I no longer belong to myself." He said, "Happiness and distress encountered in your service is the source of great joy to me because they destroy ignorance." So we don't say it's that person, it's that circumstances, they're like this, or he's like this, or it's not an external thing. It's a transcendental thing. It's a message from Krishna which says, everything's coming to me from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata savam pravatati iti mava bhajanti mam buddha bhava samambitaha. So, you know, the great souls are passing on in this understanding that I'm just a messenger. I'm a postman. I'm passing on something that's important for everyone to hear, and hopefully they'll gain some benefit spiritually. You know, we can come to Krishna consciousness and maybe hope it's going to relieve our material suffering. And that's accepted. Krishna accepts that. They're coming to him. They know that he's the person that's giving everything. But ultimately, that it should be said, if you will. And it's a little, there should be a small print. But the small print should be big print. Whatever our desires are, give them if you will. If it's good for me. If it's what you want. And so be careful what you get if you ask for it. But you don't put this little bit in here that says, if you will. If it's giving me maybe something that may not be special and beneficial for me. So Prabhupada says here, don't worry about this body and so many other things that you have prescribed in your mind is our conditioning. They say, let go, let God. Let God into our lives, because then a higher power takes over. Not our power. Our power will limit us. Definitely limit. Our desires will limit us. But if it's Krishna's desire, anything's possible. Of course, we found out through Prabhupada. Anything's possible. He took a message to the Western civilization at that time. So-called civilization, and he brought a message of the transcendental world, and it was pure in its nature. It went straight to the soul. It wasn't personally motivated, other than he wanted to please his spiritual master. That's Prabhupada's personal motivation. He was still, that's personal in a personal sense. He loved his spiritual master. So we do things for love. And we should somehow learn to love all living entities as part and parcel. As we want to love God, we should love all. Love even an ant, Prabhupada says. So here, the sages are saying, this is for the good of all. And these are the qualifications. It says here that we must be eager to hear this message so that we can pass it on to somebody else. It's pass the parcel. But at the same time, we don't keep it for ourselves. We can open it, but then we see what's in it and we say, yes. It's like a box of chocolates. If you know, when you get something good, you want to share it generally. It's a nice thought. You know, if you share what you've got and it's a good thing, then you'll fulfill the nature of the soul, which is to serve. The soul becomes free. Comes out its cage of our desire and it gives to others. All of a sudden, Krishna enters in. And it's a sound vibration. And if you can, if I can try and convey, a bit of suffering is really worthwhile. Because it's not really suffering, it's just a mental concoction half the time, because it doesn't suit us. So don't worry about that. Throw it away. Throw that little thought away. Don't worry. Krishna says, don't worry, surrender. Let me take over. I'll look after you. So that's the message of this verse. I know this program is extended through into breakfast, so please excuse me for this. If there's any questions, you know, you can ask now or later, you know, whatever you feel is appropriate in your case. Anybody would like to say anything at the moment, speak, observation, just in my comments, or Prabhupada's wonderful purport here? Yeah, it's perfect, isn't it? Perfect purport. So, okay, thank you. Thank you for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai go premanande. Hare Bhagavatam.